compared to the general population, Latinos are almost 3 times less likely to have a bank account. That's also called being unbanked. But even though a lot of Latino communities and immigrant communities have trouble accessing traditional banks, that doesn't mean that they don't have financial skills and use them every day. José Quiñones is the MacArthur Award-winning founder of the Mission Asset Fund, a nonprofit that provides financial services to low-income families in the Bay Area. He sat down to talk with our host, María Hinojosa, about what money meant growing up in an immigrant family and the importance of building credit.
So, José, tell me a little bit about what your family was like and kind of the role of money.
I was born in Durango, Mexico. So, I came to the country when I was 9, undocumented, 1980. After both parents had passed, we were brought to the country. We had to work early on in our lives. The only place that we could find work was at the flea market, myself and my siblings. So we were working on the weekends, earning money.
What do you mean you worked the flea markets?
I did everything from, selling furniture to selling, jeans and clothes. My sisters, made flower arrangements. My brother still works there. He's selling automotive accessories. So anything you can think of as young people, that's really the only way we could actually work and earn money. We weren't dependent on government agencies. They wouldn't be able to help us because we're undocumented. So once we regularized our status, we were able to, be able to kind of work above table, if you will. That is not just on a cash basis, but actually, get a salary where we were paying taxes and getting W-2s. And so my sister was actually at that time, she was 18, 19, and she was able to then start the process of establishing a credit history for herself. So that, by the time, she turned 21 and I was, 15, we were all able to pull our savings together and then we were able to actually buy a house.
So you're talking about your family pulling together your savings to put together a down payment for a home. What exactly did that look like?
Well, so at that time when we bought our first house, it was 1987, right? And so houses were dramatically more affordable than they are today. I believe, our first house, cost like $120,000. So we had to come in with about, I think it's like, $10,000 to make a down payment. So we all chipped in. I think I put in maybe like, $1,500 or $2,000 as my share of the down payment. Sometimes when we think about money or talk about money, we only think about it as more as an individualized item. But I think we come in with a history, a tradition, a culture of sort of pulling each other's resources to help each other as a family unit. We survived because we were able to join resources to make sure that we were, advancing together as a family.
So let's talk a little bit about the Mission Asset Fund.
So what we are, we're a nonprofit organization trying to help particularly hardworking immigrant families to really realize their full economic potential. And the way we do that is by, one, recognizing that there's a rich in beautiful tradition within particularly the immigrant communities, people coming together and lending and saving money together. This activity is traditionally called tandas in Mexico. They call them condinas in different places, and they call them susus all throughout the Caribbean. But the activity is exactly the same where, you have a group of individuals, maybe they're friends, relatives or co-workers that come together and agree to put money into a pot. And so let's say, you have a group of 10 individuals and they all agree to put $100 on a monthly basis. And then when those 10 individuals put in $100, it's essentially kind of pulling in $1,000. And then somebody then takes $1,000. And then they do that again on the next month or next week. And then somebody else takes that $1,000. And they do that in rotation until everybody in that group has a chance of getting that $1,000 out. So what we did was to recognize it for what it was, which is like it's an incredible practice that people still do today here in America, in the U.S., and that is all based on this, this community trust, right? And then we also recognize that the lending and borrowing that was happening in these groups was exactly the same than what we do when we go out into a bank or borrow from a credit card, where we borrow money from those institutions and then we pay them back. But when we borrow from a bank, that activity gets recorded and reported to the credit bureaus. But the activity of borrowing from these lending circles does not get recorded nor reported. So that activity essentially kind of disappears. But people actually need to have a good credit history, good credit score in order to fulfill their full economic potential in this country. So our program of lending circles was exactly that.
The thought of actually formalizing it to make it into a credit report, I mean, I have to say, Jose, you did receive a genius award because it's kind of genius. I mean, it's like, oh, wait, you know, so people are doing this and all we need was something to formalize in order to become a part of the credit community.
Exactly. This is about formalizing this activity that's already taken place in our community so that that way we can actually report it to the credit bureaus so that that way this activity is helping people build or improve their credit scores. And through that credit score, they can then access, you know, a world of possibilities in the financial marketplace.
So, Jose, do you actually see building credit and building, you know, a financial planning for families as a part of social justice?
When I learned about, you know, the predatory loans, and I know how hard it is that people work to actually earn money. And then just to see these lenders come in, illegally come in and basically steal your money away, it hurt me deeply. That's how I learned to see finances from a social justice angle. And that's how I actually kind of got into this work.
What's your take on real economic mobility in the United States for the people that you're working with?
There are significant and real barriers for mobility. Income inequalities, the financial wealth gap that is huge in our country is real. And so we don't make light of those things. But we want to also highlight, however, that people still have agency. People still can create jobs for themselves. So we need to sort of take the long view of building people's financial security so that we don't get sort of stuck in the now. But the systemic barriers are real, and we need to sort of confront them, make sure that the American dream is real, you know, for everybody, because right now that's not the case.
Jose, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA. Well,
thank you so much.
That was Jose Quiñones speaking with our host, Maria Hinojosa. Quiñones is the founder of the Mission Asset Fund and a MacArthur Genius Award winner.